Hello, my name is DeBron. I am in the Data Science Cohort 3 class. My mid-course project was analyzing soccer data, and my final capstone is trying to predict the length of stay at a hospital.
Whoa, interesting. Is that connected to some of the recent times we've seen with COVID-19, or is it just in general?
This is actually just in general. It's
Okay.
pre-COVID-19.
Right. And I mean, you started this 9 months ago, so that wasn't even really on. Anyway, cool. Well, I'm excited to hear about your projects and what you've been doing these last several months. Congrats on making it to this point.
Thank you.
But as we rewind it back, just to give us some context, what were you doing before NSS and why did you make this change?
Yeah, so I was actually a grad student at MTSU, and honestly, I had no idea about data science or coding or anything like that. But I ended up taking a class last year. Touched a little bit on coding. We were using a programming language called Perl. And really, I just found it so fascinating. And it kind of instantly hooked me that same day when I kind of got exposed to it, I went home and I was like, I need to find some sort of boot camp or some kind of course where I can take and further dive into this into this field. And that's really kind of how I stumbled on Nashville Software School. And as soon as I saw that they had a class coming up in the fall, I just dived right in, and here we are.
Here we are. I love that. And Murfreesboro to Nashville, not that far away from MTSU. And so here you are, you did it. So I would love to hear about your projects. Let's start with your mid-course project. I would love to learn kind of what it is and of course how you built it.
Yeah, of course. So my mid course was soccer related. I'm a diehard soccer fan. Been playing soccer my entire life.
Who's your favorite team?
Arsenal.
All right.
They're not having a very good couple of years, but still support them. But anyway, so my mid course was specifically focusing on La Liga, and this is a Spanish league in Spain, obviously. And I was trying to see. Really, the overall goal was to try to see how does a team performance get affected when they sign new players? So, like, does the chemistry of the team get affected? Does the performance increase or decrease when you add new players? So that's really what I was trying to unveil with the data.
Excellent. And how did you actually make it all work together?
Yeah, so I first used Python to bring in the data. There were two websites that I used. One was a Kaggle website, which contained 40 years of data of the actual soccer teams. And then I used the second website, which was sofifa.com, which I used Python to scrape the data from the website. And this one contained player data. So the age, the different skill sets, techniques, their scorings, and their salaries, and all that. And I was, so put those together, and then once I gathered the data, I took it into R. So that's another programming language, R. And that's where I ended up creating a shiny dashboard. So with this, you can pretty much, it's user friendly. You can just open up the shiny dashboard and start interacting with different tabs that I created to discover the teams, kind of the players, and finally with the question that I was trying to answer, if transfers played a role on team performance or not.
Just from the research that you did and you looking at it with your perspective, and especially being, as you were saying, such a serious soccer fan, what did you find? What's the outcome of what you think the finding suggests?
Yeah, so based on my findings alone, it didn't really show that there was much of a difference on team performance. But I think the reason is because, and this is for obviously future work that I hope to continue, is when I looked at these transfers, I didn't really look at whether these players were starters or they were just reserve players, because obviously that plays a huge role. Sometimes teams sign reserve players just in case of, right? In case of their actual players get injured or they need some sort of extra help. But also there's times where you buy really like elite players, and those are the ones that should drastically affect the team performance. So I didn't really look into that, and that's what I'm hoping to dive in in the near future.
Right. I always love hearing how someone's previous love and their, you know, their passions can get combined with these new skill sets that they're learning from NSS. So way to go. How about your project? Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, so my final project, really, I just wanted to implement everything that I have learned as a data scientist in this course. So I wanted to pick a project and really think like a data scientist, right? So I wanted to understand how it can benefit. For example, the one I chose was to predict the length of stay, right, of a hospital. And the question you want to ask is, why would predicting length of stay be so valuable, right? You don't want to just find a project and do it and not really have a reason for it, right? So we want to find a project that kind of makes a big impact. And what I found when I was trying to predict this, when I was working on this project, is just the fact that how beneficial predicting the length of stay in a hospital can help. For example, just cost in general, right? Hospitals on a yearly average spend over $377 billion. And that's annually. It's insane.
Oh, I can't really wrap my mind around that. I mean, I've heard another project actually that was just dealing with, you know, hospital healthcare space. I've heard about that one today, and it's just, it is such an important space right now. And I'm curious, are you planning on staying in Nashville to work within, you know, does the Nashville healthcare industry interest you?
Yeah,
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Actually, I've been in Nashville for just 20 years now, and I can't see myself anywhere else. I love the community. I love everything about it. So definitely staying here.
Right.
And we got a soccer team last year. So all more reason to stay.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited about that too. And do you think they'll ever become your new favorite team or no?
I'm sure it will be. Got to support your local local teams, you know?
Right on. So final question. I know you said you might be interested in doing the Nashville healthcare thing. Anything else that you're looking forward to as we're looking into the future?
I mean, honestly, it's just being exposed to this field. I just feel like it's opened up so many doors and so many possibilities. And I just find it such an exciting field. And this may sound kind of weird, but it almost feels like through data science, you can make the impossible possible, right? You're given random data that you don't even know what it is. And, you know, one step at a time, you break it down more and more. And before you know it, you have this amazing picture. And you look at the before and after picture, you see it was complete junk to like a masterpiece. And I just think it's amazing. And I'm super excited to see where it's going to take me.
That's fantastic. I really appreciate you sharing your story and talking about this, you know, this new passion that you've got. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds.
Thank you. Thank you very much.